Welcome to NEA Arts Online. I'm Josephine Reed.
True Story Theater is a dramatic improvisational theater ensemble that has been going for 18 years and focusing on telling the story of our community. So we invite people to share their experience on the theme of any given performance, which is usually focusing on a particular social theme. And in the course of the performance, people who share something get their experience acted out immediately by members of the ensemble through scene work, through movement, through music.
And the actors create this piece. What they're tuning into is trying to truly, as best as they can, capture the heart. Why is this story important to this person right now? What's needing to be reflected? And won't be very long piece at all, you know, maybe a minute or a couple minutes long, so people can experience what they've just shared right away as it is reflected back by the actors on stage. So they have an immediate sense of being understood, heard, gotten in a very visceral way.
Then we always check back with the person who shared their story to see if it was accurate, if we really captured what was really important about their story to them. So we're modeling communication through theater, modeling really good listening in a culture where people often don't feel heard.
When I describe True Story Theater, I often share that it's like embodied empathy.
You just heard Christopher Ellinger and Amber Espar. He's the founding director of True Story Theater, and Amber is the program manager, who will be stepping in as director on July 1st. As you heard, True Story Theater is an improvisational theater company. It uses the techniques of playback theater, which was begun in the mid-70s and is now performed on 6 continents. Playback is an original form of improv in which the audience tells stories from their lives and then watches them be reenacted on the spot. True Story Theater makes its home in Arlington, Massachusetts. It gives about 100 performances and workshops a year, mostly in the greater Boston area. Its 24-member company performs for community groups, businesses, and individuals, working with hospitals, universities, religious organizations, and town officials to strengthen communities by distilling and embodying the stories of its members. An NEA grantee since 2015, True Story Theater has worked closely with the town of Arlington. It's performed playback with various town committees to give city planners a deeper sense of the residents' ideas and needs, to increase civic engagement, and to address pressing issues such as school diversity, mental illness, and the opioid crisis. By enacting the stories and experiences of others through the creative process of playback, True Story Theater creates the space for the audience to move past their own expectations and attitudes and really listen with an empathetic ear. Christopher Ellinger.
People hear other people's perspectives in a way that they normally can't hear it. You can often argue with other people's perspectives when it's put polemically, but when you hear people's stories, it really hits home. Often after a show, people feel connected to other people that they normally don't have connections to, people whose experience is really different from theirs.
Every show True Story Theater presents is based on a theme. A school, for example, might invite them to present a performance for teachers and parents themed around diversity. A church group might ask for a performance about motherhood and work. The town planning committee might want an evening to focus on the building of a new high school. The list of possibilities is long and varied. Amber Espar.
One of the themes that I found really powerful for us to work with was the theme of stories of invisible identities. And this has opened up a space to share often things that are very important to each individual that other people don't necessarily know or see. We've worked with the Commission on Disability here in Arlington and did a show with sort of that theme, but stories of visible and invisible disability. So people were sharing stories around, especially around the stigmas around mental health.
and to have people's experience fully honored through dramatizing their stories, their struggles as human beings with all kinds of mental health issues that are often embarrassing to share with other people. The resourcefulness as human beings, because we're not looking to reflect back just the struggle, we're looking to reflect back people's strengths, was so moving to people and gave other people compassion for what people with mental illness have to go through. And it was also another side of this was the Commission on Disabilities focused mostly on physical disability. So to get to hear about this more invisible disability that people with mental health issues go through increased their concern to focus on this.
Now, how many stories are you likely to go through in a single session?
In a typical show, 10 to 12 people will share something from a moment from their lives. And it doesn't have to be a prepared story at all. In fact, we actually say, please, you don't even need to know what you're going to say. Just come and explore with us on this theme. How does this affect you personally in your life? What are some of the things that this theme bring up for you? Sometimes we'll even begin a show just with saying, well, what is it like to step into this room together with us, knowing we're going to explore stories of stigma or stories of invisible identity or stories of motherhood. And people will begin sharing things about feeling excited and get a little bit nervous or anxious because this story feels very personal or this issue is something that they've grappled with all their lives and haven't felt heard before. So we'll begin there, and then as we move forward into the evening, we'll invite people to share more and more details about their experiences. So by the end of the evening, about 10 to 12 people have shared their stories. And since it's one of our commitments is that people all have a chance to have their voices heard. During the show, we'll have moments where people can turn to another person and share what's on their mind.
What's exciting and a little edgy about our theater is how interactive it is. So there's not going to be any action unless people from the audience tell their stories. But we also, at various points, are looking at how can we connect to the audience in a way that people are going to feel like they're part of the same community of sharing. For example, somebody's just shared a painful moment. We might say, who else here has experienced something like that? Raise your hand. And the person who's just been sharing, who's just been feeling very isolated, looks around and sees how many other people indeed feel the same way that they did.
2015, you received a grant from the NEA to work with volunteer committees that engaged in town planning. Tell me about this project and how True Story Theater operated in it.
We started this project supported by the NEA to work with different volunteer commissions and groups in the town and quickly learned how much of the work in a community gets done by volunteers. It just staggered us and moved us. How many people were working so many hours, including people who had full-time jobs and were parents. So we started with 5 different community partners. And over time, more and more groups wanted to work with us. We ended up working with 15 different volunteer organizations. So there were 2 purposes. One was to help them tell the story of their work so people could know what they were doing. And often they didn't have a really dramatically engaging way to share the story of what they did. And since we're a theater group, that's what we help them do, both to learn to be spokespeople, to do public shows with them, so that people could hear stories from the impact of their work. That was the heart of what we did in that project. And it was actually tough initially with that project because a lot of the groups were like, oh, that's great that you got this grant. Sure, we'll work with you. And there might be one person who came to one of our shows and was inspired by what we did. But most of the people in those groups were like, well, I don't really get how we would work with a theater company. So it took us most of the first year for them to get on board with how to work with us.
And then once they did you get
once
them?
Once they did, yes. Once we did, then we got them. And some of what we did also was getting to work with just the committees and the commissions themselves, where they got to tell the story of why did they join that committee. You're on the Human Rights Commission. Why does this matter to you? And they had never told that story to each other before, and it was so powerful. And it helped shape the direction of their strategic planning to do that kind of story sharing with us. Again, that we got to act out, so it wasn't just verbal, it was dramatized.
Who would be in that room when you would do their stories? Were residents, community members there, or were you doing it for the committee members themselves and with them?
During the two-year grant of this was the Living Brochure Project with the Arlington Town Committees, some of our events were just for the committee members. So for example, with the human rights commissioners, had a chance to basically share their origin stories with each other. And then additionally, we would host public forums, public performances that would be in partnership with one of the town committees, for example, the diversity task group in town. We did stories of stigma and had times for people to share what pieces of their identity sometimes, you know, has to be hidden from view, places where they've not felt welcomed, and also moments of being welcomed when we've been able to have a town that invites these different qualities and identities and aspects of ourselves.
In 2018, True Story Theater received another two-year grant from the NEA.
So getting a second grant was fantastic because we got to start off at a whole other place of buy-in from different partners that we wanted to work with.
And tell me about that project.
So this project, we were calling it the Listening Project, and it's to strengthen civic dialogue through this form of storytelling theater. And so we're using this theater, this interactive form of theater, to facilitate respectful listening, especially around challenging issues. And so with this project, we were really excited to be working, you know, directly with the town of Arlington and the planning department to be able to look at a whole myriad of what's happening in the town, everything from some of the work that the town is doing to increase transportation.
Yes, you heard that correctly. Transportation. The town of Arlington held True Story Theater's work in such high regard, it asked them to create a show about transportation, which was an issue in the town. That request even gave True Story Theater pause.
None of us were sure how well is this going to work to facilitate the kind of dialogues on some of the topics that they wanted to bring in.
I love that you bring that. I remember feeling like, oh my gosh, how are we going to do a show that's around transportation? Right? Like being like, what? We're in the room with the people, the staff who've been working for months to try a pilot program around a rapid transit bus line. And the stories that are emerging are really poignant to me about the level of work and commitment that goes into inching a town forward in its infrastructure, in its transportation.
Some residents apparently had concerns about bringing rapid transit in. But True Story Theater was not there to advocate for one position or another. They are not there to persuade their audience or to assuage their fears.
We are not solving any problems. We tell them that at the beginning. The planning department will take everybody's input and work on figuring out what the proposals are going to be. We're looking to create a space where different perspectives can be heard and where people can be totally upfront about whatever they're feeling. There are some people who are concerned about losing their parking spaces because the bus is taking over one of the lanes that had some parking. There are some business owners who are really scared that they're going to lose some business, again, because people aren't going to park right in front of their store. I'm just giving examples of things that came up and still looking to make it real for people that their experience matters to us by how we dramatize it.
After the bus rapid transit show, we spoke to one participant who is a lifelong resident in the town. And during this show, they said that I don't usually speak up at public meetings, partly because I'm concerned I won't be heard in the way I intend. But at the True Story event, I experienced something unique that made me willing to share my views.
And then one of the town planners said, people so often come to meetings with an invested position, either pro or con. Often they're not able to express their concerns without provoking strong emotional reactions and anxiety from others. Having you come as a neutral third party and as artists help participants to trust they were heard and diffuse tension for everyone.
Because True Story Theater disengages from arguments about issues, who's right, who's wrong, and simply acts out people's experiences of them, it creates a new way for people to engage about issues that are important in their lives.
They don't feel like they have to argue a point because they know they've been heard. Whereas so often people come to these public forums and are saying the same thing over and over again.
Also not listening. I know I've fallen into that trap. I'm rehearsing what I'm about to say, so I'm not really listening to what you're saying.
Right, exactly. I think there's something that the format, which I think is sort of this ritual of deep listening and a ritual of acknowledging each person's experience is important. So there's some way that we are slowing down time. We are pausing the way that we often interact with people, which exactly is like we're waiting to say, what are we going to say next? Or do I agree or do I not agree? Versus just saying, we're going to focus right now on this person's experience. How has this particular issue that we're looking at affected them?
With the Listening Project, you're doing work around the opioid crisis in your community. I mean, as in all communities throughout the country, but you're focusing some attention there. How are you planning to do that?
We just did our first show in the middle of December in partnership with our local police department and a Boston Project Outreach Committee with several towns that was on facing addiction and building community resilience. So it was looking not only at opioids, but other addictions that people are struggling with or have family members who are trying to support people who are struggling. So it was a very powerful show. We were told by the social worker at the police department that she didn't know of anybody in any of the local towns that were doing something right before the end of year holidays that was dealing with this theme and providing support for people. And the holidays are a time when a lot of people with addiction are really struggling. They feel like they're supposed to be happy and other people are celebrating, but they're feeling the depth of their pain. So having a space for people to come and share with each other really vulnerably about what's real for them, or family members share about their pain. And some of the service providers who are also really stressed out, was a really beautiful place for people to feel each other's support.
When we start to share about stories about addiction, I feel like it's something that pretty much touches every single person in some way. And one of the ways that we as artists, as actors, prepare is by sharing our own experiences, sharing about either something very personal on this topic to our own lives or to that we've experienced individually or that we've experienced among our family.
We also are preparing to deal with very tricky, difficult subjects like trauma mm-hmm. or things that are raw yeah. for people by learning not to reenact things that could be triggering for people. So we find artistic ways to acknowledge the full level of somebody's despair, what they're going through internally, without showing what's happening on the outside. Like we're not going to show somebody puncturing themselves with a needle or snorting coke. We're going to show what's going on inside them.
I'm curious about what you see in the community of Arlington and if you're able to see sort of ways that True Story Theater really has had an impact, helping to make that community more neighborly.
I think our community partners have been surprised and delighted by how effective using this interactive theater is to enable greater listening in these public forums. But there's also a magic that transports people when people see theater bring the stories to life, where you can stop getting into your left brain, I'm trying to make a point, and just going for the ride of, I'm sharing in other people's stories, like you're in this instant movie from the stories of all the people in the room who are chiming in about this common experience.
Well, I'd say what's really been building and that I've just been amazed by and delighted by is that being able to do this work over now several years, that there's this understanding that people have who we've partnered with that know that this True Story Theater is now a resource. And so we've gotten calls saying like, ah, this is coming up. You know, we're going to be having a meeting and we'd love for you to support this conversation. So that's been really thrilling to see how the community, how our people in Arlington see True Story Theater as a resource to share the work that they're doing to make this town a more welcoming place for all.
One change that I'm excited about that's still in process, and I really hope it deepens over the next few years, is having artists see our work and say, how can arts be part of civic life in different ways? So not just doing the Saturday night performance as part of a conference, but how can it be part of a process of community dialogue?
That's Christopher Ellinger and Amber Espar. He's the founding director of True Story Theater. And Amber is the program manager who will be stepping in as director on July 1st. You can find out more about True Story Theater at truestorytheater.com. And you can find out more about the NEA and the wide range of projects we support at arts.gov. For NEA Arts Online, I'm Josephine Reed. Thanks for listening.